Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here on 570 KLIF and the iHeartRadio app. And we've had some really great callers this evening at 888-787-5543, 888-787-5543. I really appreciate people really looking at the Facebook and Twitter options for Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. And don't forget, you know, we've got this new series, Ashley Burgess Presents Perspectives, which presents the Grass is Greener series. And we've been getting a lot of applause for it lately, and it's really neat. If you go to YouTube and you just type in Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, you'll find our creations. And the segments and the series have been about the grass is greener, as well as dealing with, you know, how when we make adjustments, we make decisions, how sometimes when we determine something's going to be a certain way, you know what? It sucks. So we've been talking about all kinds of concepts with that direction on The Grass is Greener, and check it out on YouTube. I think you'll like it. So, you know, let's get back to our conversation here about purpose and finding our purpose in life. And like I said earlier at the very beginning of the top of the hour, we discussed about going back into your memory banks and trying to find that thing that you liked when you were a kid. You know, maybe when you were 5 or 6 years old, the thing that you really, really kind of drew you in, the thing that really just made you light up, and seeing if that's a possibility to turn into a career basis or your purpose. You know, also talked about, you know, if you can't really figure that out and it doesn't seem to be, you know, you maybe couldn't take dinosaurs into being something that you really could do in your purpose-driven life, maybe finding an aptitude test, maybe several tests, and finding out exactly what you truly love and also what you're really good at, because what you love equated with your strengths really helps out, because you can also be very strong in it. There's not as much of a learning curve, and you love doing it. So those are things to really think about. You know, also the concept of being jealous. You know, a lot of times we find jealousy, we get a little angry or jealous, you know, a little on fire, a little fuego, when we're around or see someone that's doing something that we really think we can do, that maybe we're good at, that maybe that's our purpose. And, you know, kind of watching and observing for those feelings within us can really arise the fact of what our purpose is. And it's something that can be looked at, something that can be understood, and then you can extrapolate from there your purpose. Like I was saying, I think about segment 2 or 3, we were talking about the things to avoid. You know, you definitely want to avoid, when you're looking for your purpose, people with no direction. You got to do that. People with no direction and no given purpose, or don't even know that a purpose exists, is not the people that you want to be hanging out with, because it's not going to help you out. Unfortunately, it's just going to take you off your game. It's going to take you off your game. It's going to get you kind of in negative water. And that kind of leads to the second concept, is you want to avoid people with negative mindsets. You know, if somebody's really negative and not very happy around you and really just unhappy with their personal life and not doing anything to make changes about it, it's probably not the people you want to be hanging out with either, because unfortunately, what you're working on is not going to be in the forefront of their mind, as well as what you're working on has no purpose in their life. So really organize yourself around positive people, or even if somebody's negative, that they're actually doing something to change that negative mindset. Also, you want to avoid people with no direction, but you also want to avoid people that have addictive qualities or use drugs and alcohol, especially if you have any addictive qualities yourself. When you're looking for your purpose and you're really trying to find yourself, the last thing you need to have around you is a lot of alcohol or drugs and partying to get you off your task, because there's always going to be a really great party, there's always going to be a new club opening, there's always going to be something going on. And honestly, if you really want to find what you truly love, you got to get on the ball and make it happen, because nobody's going to do it for you, and you don't want to be at a certain age saying, wow, I really miss what I should have been doing. This was the calling. This was my life. And I let it just go by. And I didn't do anything to stop it. And instead, I'm miserable, unhappy, and I'm at a certain age that now I can't even make it happen. So you don't want to be there. That's not a place that anybody wants to be at. So let's flip-flop that around, make this into a positive ending of the show. You know, the concept is about intention, and it's about really being observant. Observant, because when you're observant, we can really see things happening. And observancy also allows to opportunity. So when you're looking around and you're trying to figure out your true purpose, it's not necessarily going to be right in front of you. It's not going to be right there, you know, like in a big red arrow with neon shining up. it might be something toward the side. It might be something that you really haven't thought of. And I thought that was interesting, the conversation we had with Bill earlier in the third segment about not being too rigid. And I know a lot of times we can be rigid in the viewpoint of what we think we should be doing, what we think we're good at, what we think our purpose is. But sometimes it could be kind of a directional change. It could be just a small modification, or it could be a complete 180. It just depends. But you have to be open and honest with yourself and allow it to be. So let's talk about a couple more concepts before we talk about next Sunday's subject matter. But first off, you know, you want to really look at those opportunities. You know, you want to observe opportunities. You want to stick around people that have a lot going on. You want to also stir those creative juices. You know, when you're stirring the creative juices, it means you're opening your mind up. You're opening your mind for new perspectives. Like when we have new perspectives, we have all this great stuff come about because we have like new experiences. So maybe getting out and about, checking out museums, checking out art galleries, art shows, just taking a walk. You know, maybe even taking a road trip, you know, going somewhere, you know, spending some time around some people you haven't spent time around, changing up your friends a little bit, making some changes, reading's not a bad thing, you know, getting on the net as well, just really exploring things, as well as, again, if you have that friend that kind of makes you jealous a little bit about what they do, ask them some questions, follow them around a little bit, not stalking, following when they know you're there, and get some help with what they got going on. Maybe they can add some insight. You know, we're all here to help each other, and you might find some people on the way that don't want to help you, and they don't want to help you at all. That's fine. You might find some of them, but more so than not, you're going to find more people that really do care about you and want you to be happy in your life. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? You know, and when you really do create and open, you know, your mind and stir those creative juices, another thing to do is to ask for help. There's a lot of people out there that would love to help or mentor somebody that's looking for their purpose or looking to figure out how their purpose can become a career. And there are people out there that would love to help with that. You know, as well as, you just got to remember that this might become your entire life. You have to be ready for that situation where you might have to change everything. And this purpose of yours could take up everything, every waking hour. And you have to be prepared for that responsibility. And once you're prepared for that and you can expect whatever, I think it will come to you. And sometimes we cling to things because we're scared of leaving it, because if we leave that, what do we have? But sometimes we actually have to leave the past behind us to get to the future, to have better things, to have the days of milk and honey, people say. It's a lot of times we cling on to that past because we're just scared of making the changes for the future. And unfortunately, sometimes that gets us nowhere, held down by a lead weight in some sort of river somewhere. But other than that, not where we want to be at. So, you know, perspectives every week, we discuss some really interesting topics. And I look forward to hearing from other people's ideas and thoughts and perspectives as well. You know, you can always go on Facebook, which is great, or Twitter. I'm on Twitter, Ashley Burgess, or you go to Facebook, you know, Live Your True Life, or also Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, as well as when you check out the website, you know, liveyourtruelife.org. I always have some really new blogs, some really cool stuff on there that I don't share on the radio with our radio listeners because I want you to go check it out and read it. Because sometimes when you read it and you see it, it can really impact your life in a different way. And like I was saying, reading books to stir your creative juices. That's what life's all about, is from different mediums and different sources, we obtain knowledge to find or to execute our purpose at a better level, at a deeper level. So remember, when you're looking for a more purposed life, almost sounds like porpoise, purposed life, you can really find things that really kind of just get you going. And if you find other people that are looking for their purpose as well, that can also help because you can be on a journey together. It's like hunting down a dream, you know? You never know what's going to come to be, but you're working on a mystery and it's pretty cool. So remember those concepts, remember those ideas. When we come back next week, we'll be talking about more purpose in life, as well as, you know, where we go from here. You know, how to really take maybe a hobby or a concept like that and make it into a reality, make it into something that provides financial stimulation as well as something that also is something you can do on a daily basis. You know, taking those things that maybe you only use with your family and friends and make it into something that's a career base, because there's no real set definition of purpose, and there's definitely no real set definition of career. So stay tuned for next week. We got lots more coming up with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You know, keep it on 570 KLIF. There's some great shows coming on after my show, or keep it on iHeartRadio app. And also, if you want to listen to any past shows, just go to liveyourtruelife.org, liveyourtruelife.org. And you know what? We'll be back next week with more new content for you to talk about, call in, and give your perspective. Have a good night.